That's enough of that. I was having some fun doing a remix of it there in the beginning.
That was pretty cool.
I like this software. It makes me wish that I did, you know, radio. hey everybody, it's Thursday.
Thursday.
We're back again. Anything exciting going on since last Thursday, Rifflesby?
Not really. I got over a writer's block on the thing I was working on for the thing I've been working on, so that's back on track.
Well, okay. You played any good video games lately?
Nope. Other than the nothing new. I've been playing the new Ratchet and Clank and that Zack and Wiki thing for Wii. I've got pre-orders from Amazon for Mario Galaxy and Assassin's Creed, but it looks like it got pushed into, like, the second shipment for both of them, so they're not coming till the middle of next week.
See, that's why I don't like pre-orders. I have Super Mario Galaxy. My wife went to GameStop, because there's a GameStop right next door to this restaurant where we always order lunch from.
Yeah.
And I just had her go in and see if they had any copies of Mario Galaxy. And she went in and asked for it, and they were like, did you pre-order it? And she said no, and they were like, yeah, here you go. And gave her one, and gave her the commemorative coin that you get for pre-ordering it.
Oh, wow.
So, that's weird. Like, I guess you either have to pre-order it or have some boobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I've entirely stopped trying to get games at GameStop and Electronics Boutique because of those policies. So, I mean, I guess I could go buy games at, like, Target or Best Buy when they come out, because they usually have them at one of those.
I've had pretty bad luck with Target.
Really?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just, I've got games to play, so I don't need to be playing the game right when it comes out. I don't mind waiting a week.
That's generally how I wasn't even sure how I felt about it.
Whoa!
There went the... Wow, he just stole... This cat is fucking obsessed with the little foam things that cover up microphones. And he just reached up, clawed at my face to get the goddamn foot. You know, you can have it, you fucker. He just removed the thing from the mic while it's right by my mouth. What the fuck is it about the... He doesn't chew up anything else. He doesn't go after anything else.
Yeah.
It's just those things. And it... I guess it's better to take them off and give them to him, because otherwise he's going to chew it up with it still on the mic and just tear up the actual housing for the mic. Yeah, I've been playing a little bit of Super Mario Galaxy. You know, I feel like I felt when I started trying to play Mario 64, right? Because it's like, Mario 64, I was like, all right, Mario games, I'm good at those. Mm-hmm. You know, I owned all over Super Mario World. I got like 100%, man. I found all the hidden star roads. I got all those keys into those keyholes. No matter what sort of crazy tricks you had to do with your Yoshi. And then I suddenly get into this, like, you know, goofy camera 3D world that I'm trying to navigate, and I just have no idea what the fuck is going on, ever. And, now, years later, that I've finally gotten a handle on 3D games, they've managed to throw another curveball that just makes it so I have no idea what the fuck is going on ever. Which is, like, every level is basically mapped onto the outside of a fucking sphere.
Yeah.
So, like, honestly, maybe after I've played it for a while, I will get to the point where I could look at the screen, look at the controller, and say, with any certainty, when I push the controller to the left, Mario is going to run some direction. It's not going to be left. It's not going to be left, but it'll be some direction. It's interesting. And I mean, the thing is, it got better. It got less frustrating over time. And I feel like eventually the levels are going to get bigger, so it'll be less of an issue. But maybe that's not true.
Have you played with the second person helping out at all?
Yeah, my wife tried it a little bit, and she was like, you know, I think this is just something that they put in so, like, you could convince your retarded brother that he was playing a video game. Like, hey, look at me, I'm playing. You're not really having much of an impact on anything.
Apparently, you know, there's some stuff that's a lot easier to do if you've got it.
Yeah, I mean, she was able to... The problem is you're aiming at stuff, but the position of the camera is totally tied to the primary player's movement, right? So, like, you go to shoot at something, and, like, whoops, it's not there anymore, and I had no way of knowing that was going to happen. Like, that you can, like, she was able to point the stick at me and make me jump without me hitting any buttons, which was irritating because it kept happening by accident. And she was able to, like, freeze things, I think.
Yeah. Freeze enemies for you so that you could kill them easier.
Yeah, which I can barely manage to jump onto something when it's standing perfectly still, so that was a little bit of a help, but yeah, I don't know. It was interesting. I mean, it does seem to have enough throwbacks to, because from fucking Sunshine, man, it seems to have enough of that whole, like, okay, this is World 1, and there are 3 available stars. It seemed to go back to that Mario 64 kind of thing, where you've got a pretty clear set of goals for having completed it, right?
Yeah, like, that's cool.
You know, you had the first galaxy, and it's weird. Like, you go into it, and depending on, there's one way of exiting the initial, like, little planetoid that you're on that changes depending on which star you're going after.
Hmm.
So it's like, it's the same level, you can see everything, you know, when you're flying around and shit, but I don't know, it's strange. I'm not entirely sure how I feel about it, but I'll play it some more. I mean, that's
cool.
That is as much of an endorsement as I ever give anything, right? except for Portal. Portal was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I need to get me a computer that can play Portal.
I've been playing some World of Warcraft again, on account of patch 2.3.
How's that looking?
It's been interesting. Mostly just having hot stuff.
I read through the changelog, and they made a lot of the early game a lot easier, sounds like. Like, they changed all, like, any pre-Burning Crusade monsters that were elite. All I could think of was Epic.
There's a lot. I think that I don't know that that is entirely a sweeping statement that they can make, because those giant Tyrannosauruses in Un'Goro Crater are still.
Oh, are they still?
I feel like, you know, a lot of it, like, Silverpine wouldn't be as fun without the fucking Son of Aragorn being elite. You know?
That's true.
Because you get to kill him later, and you're all like, "Fuck you, Son of Aragorn." And it's very gratifying. But yeah, there aren't like series of quests in places that are populated entirely with elite mobs. There are no longer any outdoor group quests. Basically,
that's cool. Now, if only that was true for Burning Crusade, I'd be happy. But you know, we'll get to that point eventually.
The 3,000th flare says, I wonder if that's supposed to be somebody wearing 3,000 pieces of flare.
Just a lot of flare.
You can just see the TGI Fridays just collapsing into a singularity because of the mass of this one douchebag's vest. Have you considered putting KOL into color, he says. No. Nope. Steel Chimera says, Almighty Jick, can oxygenarians enjoy Sneaky Pete's Day, or do we have to be sad while everyone else is drunk? You have to be... I mean, it's like people who don't drink in real life. On St. Yeah. Patrick's Day, yes, you have to be sad while everyone else is drunk. That's just how it works.
It's a drinking holiday.
Oh, man. Speaking of cats chasing things, my cat totally caught a mouse in our kitchen.
Huh.
Yeah. There was a mouse in the kitchen.
Hopefully that's the only one.
I don't know. Inferno Hero says, so, rabbits are for sex? It all makes sense. The Playboy Bunny. Why is it legal to have sex with a rabbit? Also, large ears. Well, you know what they say about a rabbit with large ears. It can hear really well.
Yep.
The thing from Uranus says, don't ask me how rabbits entered the equation. We didn't have to, because we knew. We were talking about Easter. That's how rabbits entered.
Oh, okay.
This was something from the Monday show. Yeah, we were talking about Easter. I was also looking up pictures of Angela Lansbury when she was younger to see if she was actually hot. And and Ponjos suggests, Jake, if you look up Lansbury instead of Lanasbury, you will get the correct pictures of Angela Lansbury. A Google image search for Lansbury returns one result, and it is a picture of a snake labeled Colonel Trouble.
Awesome!
And I figured out why. It is somebody's avatar, somebody named Colonel Trouble, posting on... I have no idea what forum this is, and I don't care, because it was like, oh, it would be so awesome if Angela Lansbury and Dick Van Dyke could solve crimes in real life. And then complaining that Murder, She Wrote and Diagnosis Murder are not on frequently enough. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to go to a community where there's someone who feels like that, and I don't really want any more.
I have heard that Angela Lansbury was hot when she was young. I've never seen any pictures, though.
Yeah, I you know, she was blonde. The Molehill That Rides says, Lansbury? Her face resembles a shovel. Well, how appropriate.
You fight like a cow.
A hole. Inferno Hero asks, hey guys, are you going to go see Beowulf? Scully's excited about Beowulf. I am...
I have inherited not excited about it.
From whom?
From my dad. Because of him being a teacher of the original book, Beowulf.
I mean, does he feel like this is a bad idea?
Well, he's sort of resigned to the idea that, and I've caught it off of him, that any adaptation of Beowulf ever is going to suck. So, although I did read that the script was done by Neil Gaiman.
Yeah.
So maybe it's worth it. I do trust Gaiman. I trust gay men. So yeah, maybe I'll see it. Phifor says it has Angelina Jolie's breasts in it as well.
But it's animated. How could it possibly have anybody's breasts in it?
Are you sure it's animated?
Yeah. Huh. It's like that Polar Express bullshit.
Oh, weird.
Which is why I'm all not wanting to go.
Huh. I did not know that. Polar Express, the character design in Polar Express was creepy as fuck.
Yep. Like MC Stephen Hawking.
Is he creepy as fuck?
No, he's crazy as fuck.
Oh, okay.
Crazy as fuck. Crazy as fuck.
I haven't heard that one.
Fuck the damn creationists, I say with great authority. Yes. Kicking their punk asses is my paramount priority. The Thing from Uranus quotes John Patrick MCP as saying, "That settles it. Jake needs to fuck up the database so we can have a fun event again." Hey, we're going to have a fun event again.
You'll have one before long.
Riff and I came up with a whole bunch of ideas today.
It's going to be friggin' sweet.
It is. It's going to be friggin' sweet. Angel of Music says, "I was wondering what was up with the recent hits of lag over the past 2 weeks. They just seem to be getting worse." Yeah, they are. There's still some problem with the servers. I think
young Angela Lansbury was pretty hot.
I think that tomorrow I get to sign some paperwork that represents the end of our bullshit technical support drama.
Really?
Once and forever.
Hot.
And I'm not sure. I think I have to make some phone calls and do some bullshit political maneuvering to
some pleading.
Not even pleading, just God, the situation is so fucking lame. And I don't even it is the kind of thing that I would expect if the world was run by like 12-year-old girls.
Huh.
Like if every company not every company. There are three companies involved, and one of them is run by a 12-year-old girl, all of a sudden. It was a 12-year-old girl in, like, a, you know, middle-aged white dude suit. Yeah.
But what?
Value added.
You have to explain this, because I'm not sure what the actual problem is.
Basically getting our support contract moved from one company to another company, and those two companies had a business relationship in the past, which the reason that we need a new support situation is because the severing of that relationship caused us to no longer be getting support, really, right? But there is all this drama between those two companies that is making that transition something that one of them is very pissy about.
That's lame.
And I mean, the thing is, we don't owe the first guy anything. The only reason that me and the guy from the second company even talked to the first guy is because we wanted to be nice about it. You know, we wanted to, like, look, you know, other situations like this, you might get a commission or whatever. You know, we're willing to approach this however you think is fair. But honestly, we don't owe them anything, It is just exactly the kind of bullshit that I hate, that makes me never want to deal with any other person ever. You know? Like, just, well, you know. Well, we can invite Billy to the party, but we can't invite Susie. Fuck you, you're both staying home. You know, like, sorry. It's my party, and we're either inviting everybody that I want to invite, or shut the fuck up. Like, it's kind of... I hate people. Istanbul explains that it's called Full Metal Alchemist because the main character is called Full Metal and he's an alchemist. He's called Full Metal because he's replaced his arm with a mechanical one, which is distinctive enough to warrant a title. No, he's not actually fully metal. It's just a name.
But there is that big metal guy.
His brother, who is made entirely of metal, does not have a name.
Huh.
Fred Levi points out that every alchemist has an alchemist name, like the Iron Blood Alchemist or Sewing Life Alchemist. Sewing Life.
That's I don't know, man. That sounds like a gangsta tattoo. Sewing Faux Life.
Yeah.
Crochet.
Oh, God. I was playing World of Warcraft, and
Did you have to report another guy for his name?
No. I haven't done that in a while. I ran into this person who was in a guild called the Dark Carnival, or the 12 Jokers cards or something. It was something, and so I walked up and I said, "Juggalo for life, yo," and the person saluted me. I'm like, oh, God damn it! I was hoping they were kidding.
Well, maybe it was a sarcastic salute.
I guess. Yeah, it turns out the Dark Carnival is Jesus. Goodbye. I don't know, man. I listened to this this episode of Loveline from like the early 90s where one of the guys from Insane Clown Posse was the guest, and it was funny, but he is just the most obnoxious person that I have ever like heard speak. For any period of time, is that he just kept making the guests, he kept making the callers cry.
Oh man!
Yeah, and they eventually, then they hardly ever do this, but they got pissed off and like cut his mic off.
Whoa!
So, yeah, it's
awesome.
Like,
it's certainly the worst music I have ever heard.
Is it? I don't think that I have ever heard.
I saw like one music video or one track on the radio or something, and it was just surprised by how awful it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I think of them as being like some other band that... Well, not... Okay. I'm not saying some other band that my wife likes, because my wife does not like Insane Clown Posse. But I think of them as being like Mindless Self-Indulgence, whatever that is. But with... Do you listen to MSI?
I don't... They've got like a couple songs I like, but I don't have any albums.
I imagine Insane Clown Posse to be like that, except with just more guitar.
Remember the in London that music video that I reformatted that the guy that did Invader Zim directed?
Oh, with the weird store.
Yeah, that's an MSI track.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. A bunch of people pointing out that Super Mario World is on Virtual Console. So.
Yeah, I think it just came out recently.
I had not touched the Wii in weeks.
They've got a new thing, a new channel, where you can post all the Miis that you've made.
Yeah,
and people can see them. And
I don't think that the internet works on my Wii where it's at now, because I've had these fucked up wireless problems in my house.
I still don't have your friend code. You should correct your Wii-ternet. See what I did there?
I need to figure out what kind of person you call if you want your house wired for Cat 5, because I'm so fucking sick of dealing with
the wireless.
Broke dick-ass wireless hardware.
Are your walls just full of lead or something?
It doesn't have anything to do with the house. It's just that everything I touch turns to shit.
Awesome.
If it's got 802.11 on it.
Anyway. I was going to say, stay away from my desk.
but if you've got some time this weekend, head on over to my fertilizer factory. Sausalicious says, copying chat from the chat window to an AIM also shows a weird italic Viva or some such beside the message. Yeah, that's because instead of putting all the font tags for the red Vs in the actual chat message, which would end up causing it to be too large to get stored in the database, I just put a comment with the word Viva in the chat line, and it post-processes it to add the red Vs. Huh. He says, not sure, but I wonder if that's similar to why it breaks links. Just thought to mention it, just in case. It is not. What breaks links is the regular expression that... It initially turned every V red, but everybody got pissed off and said that it should only turn the first letter of things red if it was a V, and that's just... That was difficult, so...
My suggestion was that it should turn the entirety of any word that started with V red.
Oh, yeah?
But that probably would have been too much. People would not have... Well, I mean... I don't know, mods wouldn't have liked it, yeah, or whoever it is that is
complaining. There would have been somebody who made an account called Mod, and then they would constantly be saying VVRning, and
yeah.
It wouldn't even show up in red. And
yeah.
Fred Levi made a Jick Me, apparently.
Yeah.
You should mark that friend code down so that you can look at it on the, so that I can look at it on the thing, because I... In front of your system, I'm pretty happy that Assassin's Creed is coming out for the PC. I don't have to get a 360 now. My wife asked about it when she was at GameStop, and apparently it's coming out next year on the PC. Like, it's out for the Xbox, but I hate it when Gabe writes a lot of stuff, because it's very difficult to read. It's always
right,
after
okay.
something that Tycho wrote.
I keep confusing
and
get the
I mean,
names.
Tycho just puts
yeah.
sentences together such that you can read them, you know. Whereas, Gabe writes like a. There's this way of forming sentences and paragraphs that I associate with getting email from girls, and not all girls, but frequently if I would like you know I like. I had gone on a couple of dates with somebody or whatever and be talking to them via email. There was this method that a lot of girls had of putting emails together that was just kind of like difficult to read.
Huh.
And I would end up skipping a lot of paragraphs. And that's what it's like trying to read it when Gabe writes something long. I think he's secretly a girl. But he was talking about... it was a little weird. He was like getting all pissed off at the bad reviews that Assassin's Creed is getting. And talking about how it is a very sandboxy game, and that the bad reviews came about as a result of them playing the game in order to complete it, rather than playing it like a sandbox game.
Hmm.
And
people getting confused at not having specific instructions as to how they were meant to kill the guy or whatever.
I guess the problem they said that it was. A lot of the reviews complained that it was repetitive, and apparently the core missions needed to complete the game are repetitive, but there is a lot of other stuff going on that you do if you're just playing the game to enjoy the game
okay.
that makes it not so repetitive. That was his assertion, at least.
Well, that's cool.
And especially if it's like that, then I'm just not going to be able to deal with it on a console.
Mm.
So, have to wait till next year on that one.
Sounds good for me. That sounds like something I could get into. And I've got it coming next week.
Have you ordered your computer yet?
Not yet.
I know, Hot Stuff ordered his, and then, something happened. They changed the manufacturing process on them, or started selling one with a slightly better processor for the same price, so he canceled the order and placed another one, and that pushed his ship date back a couple of weeks or something. Huh. I don't know.
I figure I'm going to wait till we get back from Fuzzle Faggot Ridge before worrying about that.
I see. Well, you'll get to see his shiny new one. And
ooh, yeah.
See what's up. That Scully has got some time free and is going to be coming out, so that the Fuzzle Faggot Ridge trip is probably going to get pushed back a week later than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
So we'll have to see what happens there. We'll still be there in plenty of time for the mystery hunt, but
cool.
Instead of going out with the mystery hunt in the middle of our trip, we'll be going out with it at the beginning.
Okay.
L0 Tech says, Jick, what the hell are you thinking, man? Costco still honors the lifetime warranty on items bought back in the good old days. My TV that was from Costco. I didn't buy it, though. I bought it from somebody who bought it at Costco.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's going to work.
Hmm.
Artigel says that he doesn't know that them not making stuff the way that they used to is planned obsolescence, but inflation control. We like things that get cheaper in real dollars.
See, Moyer posted you a regex thing that fixes the link problem.
Oh, yeah?
In dev.
Okay. Well, I shall look at that. Actually, I shall have Xenophobe look at it, because I could look at it and still not know what the fuck.
Yeah, it's freaking Greek to me, I'll tell you that. It looks like he just slammed his face into the keyboard.
I see Krylar's talking about... I guess there are clans with logs so large that they won't actually load.
Hmm. Can they be paginated or something?
They could be. Yeah, maybe I should have, I should have seen it. They don't, they only go for 2 weeks. See, the problem is, I feel like 2 weeks worth of clan logs for a reasonable sized clan is fine. Maybe it would only, maybe it should only paginate if there's more than, like, 1,000 records or whatever. But how do you paginate? It only shows 2 weeks worth of records. So you either don't paginate it at all, or you paginate it by day. What level of pagination is enough for a clan with 5,000 people in it?
Oh yeah, holy crap. There is an absolutely absurd number of people in his clan.
What is the total number?
I don't know. Is there a way for me to find that out without just counting them?
Yeah, you can, you can look up the clan in the recruiter. Right, clan hall, go back to the clan recruiter, KOL, addicts, 4,389.
Dang.
There's a KOL addicts 2, which has one member.
Splitter.
Huh, people are using the people are using the clan advertisements, apparently.
That's cool.
Probably clans with billions and billions of bug meat in the coffers. But hey. Nightval says, why do we never see the bartender slash owner of the typical tavern? He's always described as greeting you, but there's no image for him, which is unusual. Oh yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
The move says, thank you for reading my question, but Jake and Scully talking about the Golden Girls was insane.
Yeah, what were you talking
about?
We spent
a lot of time talking about the Golden Girls.
With that, the question, I was talking to a Liker Shampoo a while ago, and she put one this when was I think it was at Clan or no at Clan at the Rye House over Con, and everybody was asked if you were going to sleep with one of the Golden Girls, which one would it be?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like everyone is going to pick Blanche, right? Because she's probably the only one that would like go down on you.
I thought Betty White seemed nicer.
Yeah, but nice girls aren't good in the sack.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Remember that Saturday Night Live skit about the knight rescuing the maiden from the evil demon guy, and the demon was like sort of just trying to get the knight to go back into town and bring him like a slutty girl? I don't actually remember if that's how the skit worked, but I also don't remember if it was Saturday Night Live or not. So, yeah.
It reminds me of the one with Patrick Stewart as the devil, and all his minions start mocking him because he almost chokes on a grape.
Huh.
And nobody will take him seriously anymore.
He also, he ran the shop that made
erotic
cakes.
That was the best Saturday Night Live sketch ever.
And he also went into to all things Scottish, and then they end up getting drunk and singing The Proclaimers. Yeah, Patrick Stewart's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, the moves also says, I would really like to see you guys return to Tuesday updates. Having a Tuesday update as a constant schedule would create deadlines and keep you pretty motivated. Or you could just pretend some disaster happened that you have to make up for. I mean, the thing is, I kind of believe that the Tuesday updates outlived their usefulness for the way that they were originally conceived, because it was a way to get a big backlog of minor updates out.
Yeah.
right? And there are not that many minor updates. There are like minor content dumps that we keep saying we're going to do, like, you know, more turtles, more chef staves, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I honestly feel like if we sat down and said, okay, we have to put in 8 more turtles tomorrow, that those 8 turtles are not going to be as cool.
Yeah.
As if we eventually had some regular old ideas, you know, as opposed to these deadline enforcement. I mean, the thing is, we have a rough outline of what we want to accomplish for the next few months. And it's a fairly good clip of fairly sizable content updates, and so I feel like that's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's okay. You know, we've got the pirates, and that is rapidly drawing to a close in terms of design, and Scully is very nearly done, if not done, with all the writing that's been assigned to him on it, and so basically it's going to be a matter of me actually, you know, putting in the stuff. And we got to come up with some item drops, but that, we just work on it until we're out of ideas, and then we're done. You know, yeah. That's how we decide how many drops there are in a zone, is how many drops we have ideas for. And, you know, the global event that we want to do with it is going to cause it to take some extra time, but the way that we've come up with it, it's really not such a big deal. It's not... it's a good amount of content, but not... a good amount of content is not going to take a tremendous amount of time to get put together.
Yeah. I've got, like, 3 ideas for grimoire things on deck, too,
oh, yeah.
So we can throw one of those out here before long.
The moves also said, also, I drank this really strong homemade Serbian absinthe, and my tongue felt like a carpet sample. It awesome. Tastes like anise, which tastes like anus.
Incorrect. Anise is awesome. Anus, however, is not quite as awesome.
New Jew says, why does the Rolling Stone monster only have 3 teeth drawn? Shouldn't it be 2 or 4 or something?
4 teeth and the 2-tooth Rolling Stone.
I think that I based that on an actual picture that I looked at of the Rolling Stones logo. Although, it seems, I guess, a little unlikely that the Rolling Stones logo would have 3 teeth. Rolling Stones images. It's got 4. Yeah. I'm not going to fix that, because whatever. It's a rock. Its teeth grew in based on the sort of geode formations on the inside of it, and it just happened to have one in the center instead of being bifurcated down the middle.
There you go.
Inferno Hero says, is it possible that Creepy Grin and Omphaloskepsis work together so that when you use the grin, it counts as running away? Why does it act like you run away when using the Creepy Grin? Well, because you are technically running away when you use the Creepy Grin. That's how that code works. Also, what about making the disturbing fanfic meat smithable into a super tome like you guys have talked about before? It could make some interesting cross-class skills required, like Sam's. You could also make the awful poetry journal smithable into the super stench tome because it stinks so bad. I don't remember what we talked about that he's talking about here.
Yeah, I do know that we already kind of had plans for those 2 things, but we're short a couple of the required books.
The World of Square says, I'm listening to the October 29th show, so I'm a bit behind, but I have a solution for all your DRM woes. Buy the CD. Rip the CD. DRM-free music. And rip it to FLAC, not any of this MP3 bullshit. Oh, yeah, not any of this universally readable MP3 bullshit. No, Ogg Vorbis! Awesome! It's awesome! I don't even know what fucking FLAC is.
Yeah, me neither.
Also, a great new game, says Tomato Bob. Turn off the safe search in Google Images. Type in any verb and any body part and see how many pages you can go through without finding any porn. Huh.
I tend to play that game a little bit just whenever I search for anything on Google Image Search. See how many images you can go before you hit porn of some sort.
Okay. Pulverized toes. I've got no porn on the first page, although there is what appears to be a assembly line conveyor belt covered with toes. Second page, nothing. No. I thought it was porn, but it's just a weird black and white photograph of some bodybuilder. Third page, no porn. Fourth page, no porn. Though there is a picture of some girls, which, you know, any picture of a girl is porn to somebody. Six, no porn. Seven. I think that I'm winning this game. And I'm sure that this makes for some fascinating listening. There's a little girl with some grape juice, but she's not doing anything, you know, lewd with it. There's a bas relief of a satyr and a naked. I mean, there is a penis in that picture, but it's fine art penis. What weird. There's some anti-abortion imagery. Man, it's fucking Comedy Central late at night is running all this fucking pro-life bullshit.
No shit.
Is really making me angry.
That's fucked up.
C.D. Moyer says that FLAC is free lossless audio codec. Which I'm sure that it's yeah. Andrew the Wampa says, hey, Jixter, what does your forum signature mean? Is it a reference to something or someone? Yeah, that I can to follow my trail of justice. Vermin should become ignited. Right. It was somebody sent this just scathing email, or this scathing, what seemed like a scathing message in, like, that had been translated via Babelfish into French or something to Zly, complaining about stuff. You know, just, I don't even, somebody was super, super pissed off about something. And we ran it back through Babelfish to see what it actually said, and that was it. I can to follow my trail of justice. Vermin should become ignited. Glebe says, could you make plus elemental damage apply to Moxious Maneuver? And while you're at it, could you make Moxious Maneuver good? Nope. And the Wumpus also asked, right now in the game, is there any point to taking higher level bounties? Your lower level ones are faster and less dangerous. Is the only reward for higher level bounties the potential to get other loot while obtaining bounty items? Well, theoretically, they're not faster. They're all tuned to be about the same amount of time to get them.
Yeah, it's just the lower level ones are going to be easier for you. You run less risk. I mean, the higher level ones are for if you're adventuring in that area anyway.
That's true.
Speaking of which,
QOV says, is it intentional that some attacks with Zim Merman's guitar do not reveal the damage done to the monster? And then says, hey, nice improvements to the Afterlife Owls interface. Oh, right, wow, you must have not ascended since NS 13. That's, you know. I think Scully wrote some of those and just forgot that he needed to include the damage in the attack message because it had been a while since he'd written any attack texts. If I should probably just write a query on the we have a little report that tells us how many attack messages there are for each item, so that we can see which ones need to get buffed up first. And I could probably add something that would point out if there were messages that did not have a damage indicator in them. Smitty Boy says, the Naughty Sorceress seems very weak. Now that you can have any super weapon you want and any equipment, with all the new items and everything, she's outmatched. Why is this, and might there be a fix? I don't think that the Naughty Sorceress is weak. I think there are still a lot of people who have trouble with her at level 13. And we basically wanted
like
it to be the case
moon
that,
or something.
That, yeah, we wanted it to be the case that one way of defeating her was to level up to, like, 15. And that's how we like it.
Although I may end up being level 15 just before, just when I get there anyway.
Oh, because you're fighting through the war slowly?
Yeah, well, I'm nearly level 14 now, and I haven't even got halfway finished with it.
Estrada says, why can't one equip a melee and a ranged or missed weapon at the same time with double-fisted skull smashing? It makes some sense that one can't attack with both at the same time, but one should still be able to hold one weapon in the offhand without it doing any damage, but still conferring its enchantments. That does make sense. But I feel like the way that it is now is nice and simple. And it allows for a subtly more interesting design space, and if it worked the way that you suggest, I think that we would get tons and tons of bug reports about offhand weapons not doing any damage, unless we explained every time you hit with them your offhand weapon isn't doing any damage because it's ranged and your main hand weapon is a melee weapon, I don't want to.
That would be
Inferno Hero says, can we please have the melting items melt in a sequence? I've been trying to melt this shirt for around 12 times and haven't gotten it yet. But all it's costing you is hit points. That's the cast.
Yeah, that's the catch, is that you don't spend turns to do it because it's not a whatever.
End of the Wumpa says, so you talked about a global event that would join both the Pirate's Cove and some of FFIR's awesome guildy content. Does this mean we can expect a guild quest when the Pirate revamp gets released, or will it simply tie in later? It'll tie in later. It's more the event will introduce a content delivery mechanism that we can use to solve a content delivery problem that we had conceptually with one of Riff's quest ideas.
Yeah.
Agent Buckwald says, why does the sex change only have two options? I feel so limited. How about a third?
Yeah.
Remember that survey that had six different answers to the gender question? I love those kids, but god damn it. I feel like any three-year-old can tell you how many fucking genders there are, and that's, That's a good enough answer, you know?
Yep.
Good enough answer. I would rather have two sensible categories that one out of every 100 million people genuinely does not fit into than one category for every edge case. Ziggy Zagnut says, maybe it's the Xanax, but the carbonated water lily looks kind of like a small astral badger with a hangover.
Huh. Let me have a look here.
Huh, it sort of does, actually. That's pretty funny. No, it's not, though. It's just a...
What is that, a consumable?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Poon points out a typo in the adventure that gives you the dog's got no nose pills. Do you want to try and track that down?
I think I can find that.
It has a though in place of a through.
Okay. Never mind.
Enter the Wumpa says, Trilby's new game just got released, and it's a blast. Played it yet? Now, god damn it, I was 5/7 of the way through 7 Days of Skeptic when I fucking got killed because of one of the, like, reflex sections that's randomly thrown in there, and I didn't have a save game, so I'm just not playing it anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Those adventure games by the Zero Punctuation guy.
Oh, right.
They're interesting, but I wouldn't want to play them without a walkthrough. Like, I will go through them, but anytime I'm even a little bit confused about what to do, I consult a walkthrough, because more often than not, the answer is to just go and talk to a bunch of people, exhausting every possible dialogue option in a certain sequence, and I just don't want to do that. I mean, they're like murder mysteries, right? So he says in the beginning of the walkthrough, you know, don't use this. I'm trying to create a situation that's suspenseful where you don't know where you're supposed to go or what you're supposed to do. But, like, you know, I'm not into that.
All right. Typo fixed. Bam.
All right. Gleeb says, does being on fire count as a negative status effect? I think being...
It doesn't show up as an effect.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it does or not. It doesn't show up as an effect because it doesn't. It has a different mechanism for the way that it works. It's, you don't get it for a certain number of, turns or a certain number of rounds of combat. You get it for a certain amount of damage, and it burns itself out. Gleeb says the tap shoes have zero equipment rec. Oversight or feature? I think probably oversight. Equipment requirements on accessories have always been weird. Because by and large they don't have them, as I recall, unless Hot Stuff went through at some point and did them. But we don't really have... There isn't any limiting factor on... accessories don't have a power, right? So
yeah.
We kind of have to... I mean, I guess we could go through and figure out, you know, where they drop and give them a missed requirement equal to what the muscle requirement of a weapon that drops in that zone would be. Or whatever, but, I don't know.
There's this guy asking if the Astral Gash is too spoilery to be part of an animated custom avatar. Are we still allowing animation and custom avatars?
I think starting next month, no. Because...
Are we just going to say no animation, even if you do it yourself, no matter what?
I think that needs to happen.
I think that is probably, the best way to go.
I mean, it sucks because all these people have animated avatars, you know, I mean, what it does is it basically makes it so, you know... We accept avatar submissions on the 1st through the 7th, and then everybody gets their fucking avatar on the 8th.
Yeah.
You know, because it's
just been becoming impossible.
Yeah, right? The thing is, it's like, you know, we don't want to deal with the horrible work involved in the custom avatars to the extent that I would not even feel okay with, like, hiring somebody to do it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's like, I wouldn't hire somebody to, like, you know... scrub the underside of my ball sack after I'd, you know, gotten Montezuma's revenge, you know, like, I wouldn't do, I would just do what I do with avatars and let them sit there for months because I don't want to deal with it, and, no.
Ew.
No, wait, I shouldn't have started this, basically, something has to change so that we are not constantly behind. And what needs to change is we need to enforce the fucking guidelines that we wrote years ago.
I mean, simply denying all animation ever is. I mean, it sucks for people that came in late and therefore don't get an animated one, but it's better than us just taking away custom avatar forms.
The problem is, and this has always been why we haven't been super strict about this, right? Occasionally, there is a very good animation that gets developed, right? You know, so everybody says, well, create a system where you have specific artists that are, like, approved, but a lot of the time, because a guy does one really good animation that's acceptable does not mean that the second one he does is going to be like that. So then you end up with people that, but you endorsed him. How dare you reject it because you endorsed them? Well, you know, so we have to do is not endorse them.
Yeah.
If somebody wants a familiar that is animated standing behind them in their avatar, that's trivial. That is just as easy to do as putting a still picture of a familiar behind the guy. We can't describe which ones are doable and which ones aren't, though. You know, and it's like, was that, you know, somebody will say, all right, I want, you know, I guess the road was, you know, George Carlin riding a motorcycle juggling tacos over a pile containing every ultra rare in the game,
yeah.
Right? So that's what happens. And we're like, no, read the guidelines again. Okay, I would like a disco bandit holding every ultra rare in the game. There are some things, you know, there are certain cases where having item A, which is animated, in your hand is doable. Having item B in your hand, which is animated, is doable. But having item A and B at the same time, because the animations are on different frame rates, becomes, you know, something that takes a fucking hour. You know, plus, the more animation we put in the game, which the longer things go on, we have this tendency that I know that it is a terrible idea because it punishes the people who do obey the guidelines, but we complete the avatars in the order that they were submitted.
Mm.
And it sucks because we will get to a point where we're like, all right, now we're at this horrible one. Fuck it. I'm just going to work on something else because I don't want to deal with this avatar. And the next guys who's, you know, submitted some art that's totally fine just doesn't get in until we're done with that one. And that is totally lame and totally unfair to the people that do obey the guidelines. So, I mean, it's just a matter of... I mean, and we always talk when we get behind about, all right, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing so that this doesn't happen again. All right, as soon as we get through this batch, this is what we're doing. And then we get through that batch, we become complacent and let it pile up again without, you know, being dicks about... And that's what it comes down to, is we need to be dicks about rejecting bad requests, because bad requests are ruining it for everyone. And people who are, you know, and I'm not even saying, like, I don't want it to seem like we're, like, mad at the people who request stuff. It's just that a lot of people just don't understand how bad their request is. There are a lot of people who are, you know, they're smart, they're cool, they're funny, but they will produce an animation or they will get an animation from somebody that one of us could look at and say, no, totally unacceptable, and not think that it was unacceptable because they just don't look at stuff the way that we do. Or, you know, they will have something that we look at and we're like, ah, you know what, I can clean up that animation. That'll just take a few minutes. You know, I'll accept this and just get it taken care of. And then it ends up taking an hour because the animation is more complicated than we thought or whatever.
Right.
And that is what happens. And so I think that... Yeah, I think that, you know, when, you know, November we rejected the way that I wanted to reject, you know, and have been saying that we should reject, and there are only, like, 10 submissions, so we're not going to have nearly as many. People have been talking in Clan, and I think I'm curious. I'm going to put this out there for the radio audience to comment on. People have talked about, it's basically, I don't want to render... I don't like the idea of just nobody using custom avatars, you know, not because we make money on it, because we really don't, but because, like they pointed out in Dev, the custom avatar is really one of the only serious heart vectors that the game has. It is something that you can give to somebody as a gift, shows that you used, you know, either some money or a tremendous number of in-game resources to do something special for somebody. And the more restrictive we are on that, the less available it is for people to use as a tool to do that kind of thing. And so what they suggested, and I like this idea, and this is something that I would be willing to do. My only problem with this is that I'm not sure that it is worth a Mr. Accessory, is giving people custom titles.
I like the custom title idea. I don't think it should replace the custom avatar.
No, certainly not. But it would be in there as another heart vector. Okay. Because next, you know, let's say that next month we really stringentify the guidelines for the custom avatar form. But to make that up to the people who would be getting custom avatar forms, we also introduced the custom title form. I mean, the thing is, I am always reluctant to put, you know, even I'm reluctant to put the fucking item of the month in Mr. Store because I'm afraid that it seems like a cash grab, you know, and it isn't, but I don't like money. And so the idea of another permanent fixture in Mr. Store makes me kind of uneasy because where do you draw the line there? You know,
it's not like you're buying like the classic gold Ferrari. I mean, this is money that you're using to pay us to and keep the company going so that we make more games and do fun things.
Sure. I know that, and you know that, and you know we know that. But I mean, I don't know. The more stuff we're selling in there, you know, the more it's like a store, and the more, you know, I don't, like, it takes forever for anybody to convince me to get, like, new shirt designs put in the store or whatever, because I'm just like, ugh, you know, and I should realize that, you know, it's not like we're putting it out there to trick people into giving us money, we're putting it out there so that just in case somebody wants it, they can give us some money for it, but basically the premise is you spend a Mr. Accessory on this consumable that allows you to give yourself or another player a custom title that they can swap in the way that they swap avatars in place of their, you know, Walrus
Cobra Blood Commander
or whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know, a lot of donation-driven sites do that, right? A lot of forums that you know, are big enough that they need some money coming in, they will allow you, you know, like the Something Awful forums, you know, it's $20 to change your own title and $10 to change somebody else's.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I mean, I feel like that's kind of a griefer vector on Something Awful, you know, but like, because you can change somebody's and then they have to give them $20 to change it back. You can get into this pissing match that makes Something Awful a lot of money. But, radio listeners, what do you think about that? I mean, if you can, I guess the best answer is I wouldn't necessarily buy one, but I don't think there's anything wrong with making them available. That is what I hope people feel like about that. The thing is, we can instantaneously approve those.
Yeah, I could read an entire page of them in 30 seconds.
Yep. And determine whether they were okay or not. And I mean, you know, we could just write something that would pop it into dev whenever there was... I mean, I feel like most of the people on dev I would trust to determine whether or not those... You know, so they could literally be done trivially quickly.
Hmm.
And the mechanism for doing it wouldn't be too bad, you know, and it's going to show up when somebody does a who is, it's going to show up when somebody looks at your profile, it's going to... You know,
that's cool.
So yeah, what do you think is my question to everybody?
I like it.
You like it. Another thing that unlocks, and this is it opens the design space for in-game titles to be.
Oh yeah.
That opens a subtle can of worms, right? Because if, you know, let's say we put in the dragon, Opalixia, and by killing the dragon Opalixia, you are granted the potential title Slayer of Opalixia.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if somebody submits a custom title form?
Oh.
With Slayer of Opalixia, you know.
Hmm.
Mayhap, any custom title that we unlock, we then prohibit as a custom title in the future.
Yeah.
Right? And because what are the odds? I mean, and actually, we could name our monsters. We could choose our custom titles based on being something that no one has ever used.
What about color coding them? What if Yeah, what if, like, the class ones always show up in green and the custom ones always show up in purple and the unlockable ones always show up in red
or
something?
Well, if the let's say everything shows up in black except the unlockable ones would show up in purple.
Sure.
Yeah, that works, but I still wouldn't want people submitting ones that were the same, even so, you know, because you would look at it and not, you know, it might not even register that it wasn't in purple.
Hmm.
But yeah. Yeah.
Or, yeah, and or just rejecting ones that are obviously spoofing
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Let's drop to a little Cyndi Lauper break.
Ooh, yeah, sounds good.
4 or 5 minutes. This is gonna be a longish break.
Good, because I'm hungry.
All through the night, I'll be awake and I'll be with you. The night, this precious time, when time is new, all through the night, today, knowing that we feel the same exact same.
We'll be right back.
How did you enjoy the Cyndi Lauper-a-thon?
I thought it was quite good. Also, the can of soup I ate was quite good.
You ate an entire can of soup?
Yep.
What are you, some kind of billy goat?
I'm some kind of soup eater.
Oh. Soup eater. Glebe says, Firepoi has no attack messages other than you hit her for 80 damage. Oversight or feature? It's a feature of Firepoi. Iluro Dragon says, one server or another seems to be going down at irregular intervals every day lately. Is the data center just randomly rebooting them for fun? I've been seeing this on 3 and 4 when I've noticed what server's been doing it. It's not that they're rebooting it, it's that something is happening, probably related to the web server log rotation, that is causing the machines to get bogged down and swap at irregular intervals. Heywood22 says, my manage account menu is unwieldy. Can we have an option to turn off all those options? But I'm bunch. Quietus says, when trying to pulverize a blue glow stick, I am told naughty, naughty, and nothing else happens. Is there a particular reason why this is not allowed? Some inside joke, perhaps? I don't know.
No idea.
It doesn't sound like a joke. Well, let me rephrase that. It doesn't sound like a funny joke. No, it's in the smithing script. Aha! It is because the... It is because... That's weird. The blue glow stick is not public. That is the reason. Well, there are a lot of non-public items that are just sort of sitting there waiting for... Where's the glow stick? Blue glow stick, Mark Public. There. Now you can pulverize your blue glow stick somehow, for some reason. Inferno Hero says, there should be something secret that happens when fighting with worm hooks and having a raven as your familiar. I don't get it.
Worm hooks? Raven? Yeah, I don't get it.
Another suggestion, the pixel familiar, be a Bob-omb. That probably ought to eventually happen.
I thought he was going to be the...
The bit player?
No.
Come on.
The Mini Koopa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe there should be two. Maybe the Bob-omb should be a combat item. That three rounds after you use it does a bunch of fire damage.
Yep. Or three combats after you use it.
That's funny. You point it off in the direction of something you think you're going to be fighting. Yeah. No. We definitely need to bring the trader back with that ruby.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of stuff that we could spend an hour on and it would be done content-wise. Maybe we should start doing some sort of weekly updates. Preneekweezer says, whatever happened with the letters AOL was sending you about the use of KOL? Did that get sorted out? I basically, since I didn't hear anything else out of them, I'm assuming that they just don't care. We stopped selling the KOL oval stickers just...
I mean, we were out of them anyway.
Yeah, we were out of them, and yeah. It was, yeah. Mooshadi says, I'm pretty sure I found a typo. When you choose not to help remove the rocks to get into the goatlet, it says, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off somewhere else we go. Shouldn't it be to somewhere else? I think that's one of those cases where you can kind of go either way. You can omit the to in that case. What is the cat flipping out on now?
Playing with your headphone thing you gave it.
I wish we could find out where you could buy, like, a bag of those. Yeah. Because he would be the happiest fucking cat in the world. Archley says, two things. One, have you heard about absinthe making a return to the U.S.? Anything with less than 10 milligrams of thujone is okay. And I understand that's not very limiting. It's being served in the Boston area, at least. Oh, that's cool. And second, what are your thoughts about ending the requirement for 100% familiar run when the prism is smashed? Playing casually after prism, I'd like to play around with more familiars, but I don't want to blow the run. I know the answer is probably either don't do 100% runs or keep track of the adventures to keep it above 90, but I generally like sex better than spreadsheets. I mean, I feel like if you were going to be playing a serious number of turns just dicking around, you know, you could get to level 13 on day one of a casual run, you know, if you just ascend and do a casual run if you want to play. It's the whole post freeing the king thing is just it's messy.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't designed with that kind of thing in mind. Toonami says, wow, Jake, you're quite smart. With those lucky surprise eggs, you hit two birds with one stone. Spooky surprise eggs, rather. You got wads way down and equipment way down. Another job well done for the Jake crew, or the Scully crew. Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know if that actually happened. The random one says, have you ever considered doing your Thursday shows on Friday instead, so people like me who have real jobs can listen to it live? People who have real jobs, you know, can listen to an MP3 of the show after it's been uploaded. I don't want to spend 9 to 11 o'clock every Friday night doing a radio show here.
Yeah, seriously.
Does a naked Jew have a point there?
I missed what the actual question was.
Oh. I know that today is Nightmare's birthday. Is it also somebody else's birthday?
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, happy birthday. I had no idea, or I would have gotten you something.
Oh, that's okay. I don't particularly celebrate it, so I don't go around telling everybody it's my birthday.
What are you, like, 33?
Two.
32?
I think I'm going to stop there because it's power of two. It's a good number.
Yeah? Yeah, it's going to be a long time before you're another power of two.
Yeah.
And at that point, who knows if I'll still need you or feed you. GigaShadow555 says, fuck Galaxy of Fear, you must make Soul Raver.
Soul Raver?
Yeah, remember Soul Raver, our game where you're traveling in time between the 70s and the 90s?
Oh, right. I had that. The title hadn't...
It'd be funny if we made a new game just as a joke.
We still should do the Sim Puppy Smashing Factory too, I think. not as much. You don't feel that idea as much.
Senior Random says, hey guys, I took your advice and bought a 360. Now I've bought the Orange Box. Any other game suggestions? I'm thinking Dead Rising and BioShock. BioShock is good. Dead Rising is fun, but very difficult. What else have I played on there and liked? Probably 90% of the time that I have spent on the Xbox, I have spent playing games on Xbox Live Arcade. I would say that rather than buying any three games for it, just buy $150 worth of Microsoft points and just, you know, download demos of games on Xbox Live Arcade, and if you like it, you know, pay the $8 for it and play it. Mecha says, just to let you know, your November 12th show is still not uploaded. I don't know where there's a copy of it. The Monday shows, I am not going to be able to record anymore. And that's gonna happen that way. Evan says, can you change auto attack to not trigger on any boss? I like to run pickpocket auto attack in places like the crypt, which is unhelpful when the bosses show up. That's actually a fairly reasonable request, to just not have auto attack work against bosses. I mean, for every person who's pissed about that, the answer is just a single click away every time they fight a boss, right? Data Vortex says, what can you do to make KOL more like Second Life? Can you encourage presidential candidates to set up a presence here and answer questions in chat? Yeah.
We could cut back to just one server.
Southwest says, not to be a broken record, but calendar status? Specifically getting the calendar sent to the contest winners? I'm just curious, because if you've sent them, USPS must be taking its sweet time. I don't know where that's at. At last I heard Scully... I know he apologized to everybody on the Monday show for not getting around to getting that list to Zly. I don't know. It's possible that it hasn't happened yet, and it's possible that it has. Feng Shui says, the first time I messaged Radio Bugbear, it was to ask you to make Wads of Dough multi-usable. 3 years later, I feel pretty dumb. Don't feel dumb. Onir says, what's your position on the Martingale strategy plus 0.02%? I don't know what the
Martingale strategy is, the one where you double your bet every time.
Yeah. I mean, it's... My introduction to the Martingale strategy was... my dad telling me a story about my grandpa using it in real life at a horse track and just, you know, being incredibly nervous as the doubling on which he actually finally won was the last one that he could actually afford. But Jesus Christ. No, cat, you can get down. It's basically that, you know, you exchange a small chance of winning a small amount of money, or no, a large chance of, no, okay. So when you play the lottery, you have a small chance of making a lot of money and a large chance of losing a little money.
Yeah.
And when you use a Martingale betting system, you have a large chance of making a small amount of money and a small chance of losing a fucking ton of money.
Right.
And so, you know, it's not... I am too nervous to do it. Like, when I gamble in real life, which is, you know, once a year I will play, you know, $300 worth of blackjack at a table in Vegas. And what I tend to do is, you know, if I'm playing at like a $15 minimum bet table, if I win, I will go from a $15 bet to a $20 bet, you know, and keep doing that, keep raising my bet the number of times that I win in a row just because it's exciting to see the stakes go up, but at the same time, like, I don't bet large if I don't have a large pile of chips in front of me, you know.
Right.
It's like, I tend to come fairly close to breaking even when I play blackjack, because if you play blackjack the way that you're supposed to over a long enough period of time, you tend to break even. It's just, you know, periodically you get lucky and it's like, ooh, I'm going to get a bunch of extra drinks, you know, from... Now, I always drink the same amount whether I'm doing well or not. I don't even want... I'll buy drinks for everybody at the table, let's say. Or whatever. Or, you know, I'll tip the waitress for drinks for everybody at the table. Or, you know, I'll start playing hands for the dealer more if I'm doing well. But the Martingale... I don't know what the plus 0.02% is. I wonder if that's some Martingale strategy adjusted to counter the cut that the MMG takes.
Probably is, yeah.
I mean... It's great for the guy who beats you on your huge bet that totally breaks you. You know? Like, but it's not so good for you. It's like, you know, when I am really, really nervous about the outcome of a $10 million bet, I want it to be because I might win $10 million, not because I have to win in order to get my first dollar back.
Yeah.
You know, like, to me, it's a kind of excitement that I don't want... Lord Derby says, regarding that Taco Bell jingle, I definitely remember that with all the hair bands on those refillable cups. The Belle Biv DeVoe thing has haunted me, like, all of my life. It's good to see I'm not the only one. No, indeed. Clackling says, good evening, gentlemen. Have you seen the new Apple ads? I love the PC versus Mac campaign, but now it's getting mean. Funny, but mean. Yeah, I saw one of those last night that really made me kind of like, wow, Apple is... They're just not pulling any punches. They're just really being dicks now.
I haven't seen
it. I mean, it was basically just this, like, you know, what's that guy's name? Hodgman. Jonathan Hodgman?
Possibly. Who?
The guy who, he's a friend of Jonathan Colton. Hodgman, he was a correspondent on The Daily Show. He wrote that book, The Areas of My Expertise.
Right, I don't know.
I think it might be John Hodgman. Anyway, he's the PC, and that fucking kid from Undeclared, who's in everything that has appeared on any television that I've been near for the last, like, 2 weeks. It's fucking weird. Every time we, like, you know, I actually leave the TV on and walk past there, and my wife will be like, is that same fucking guy again in something different? And it is. Like, I have no idea what the guy's name is, but, like, every single movie we've watched part of, and every TV show we've happened to stumble by, and every fucking commercial, it's that same dude. It's a strange thing, but you know, he's a Mac, and Hodgman is a PC. And there's this woman who's like, oh, PC hired a publicist, and she's just like sort of talking about how much Vista sucks. Like, Apple's like, hey, Vista sucks, but our new operating system is awesome. You know, it's...
Well, both those things are true.
Yeah, but, you know, you don't... The thing that I hate about commercials is that the point of a commercial is not to inform you about a good product so that you can decide whether or not to buy it. It is to convince you to buy that product. Hmm. And so, you know, causing your only competitor to lose ground is the same thing as gaining ground in terms of that goal.
Yeah.
But that... makes me not like you. I wish I could stop drinking Mountain Dew because of the fucking commercials for Mountain Dew. You know, just the extreme bullshit. I wish I didn't like Mountain Dew so goddamn much because I don't want to give them any money.
Start drinking Vault instead.
It's not... No Mountain Dew. Like, that sort of Safeway brand, Mountain Maze. You would think that would be right up my alley. It's like, hey, it's like Mountain Dew, but not, and it's got, like, a maze. I like mazes.
Well, Vault is like... It's like Vault is to Mountain Dew as Coke is to Pepsi. It actually has flavor instead of just tasting like sugar water.
Huh. And Naked Juice says, thank God that was Jick messing with the Bee Gees song. I was worried that it was just my ears. You know... I made this mix CD a long time ago that, it was when I was had just bought a CD burner, and I did something where I was converting the Stayin' Alive from one bitrate to another, so it would be the same bitrate as the other things up.